The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Monday. I know, tone it down, Selena.
Yeah.
Tone it down. Why are you so high?
Too much
I don't
energy.
Know. My bad. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. You know how we start things off. The first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. The 35th from Wanna Creek. Shout out to the Giants. Go Giants.
Woo!
OMG, I have no voice still because I had a blast. Matt Daddy took me to the Giants game on Friday in the city, which was a blast. With the new baseball rules, baseball is like exciting to watch again. Like, what happened there? But yeah, it was awesome. It was Irish Heritage Day, which was awesome because I am part Irish. So,
that's fun. Oh, wait, what new baseball rules? Why is baseball fun again? Did you know this?
There's the pitch clock.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know about that? And it speeds the game up.
Oh,
they can't
okay,
sit
that,
there. The batter
helps.
Can't step out a million times. And then they got to throw a pitch a certain number of seconds. It gets the game moving. It's a little faster.
Cool. It sounds like Seti said had an amazing weekend. How did your painting thing go, Jess?
You guys, it went so well. I'm still like so happy about it. There's still some more pictures that I want to post about it as well. I was so nervous going into it though.
I was
going
to ask because I saw the video and you were actually on a stage.
Yeah.
Like, did you know you painting. Were going to be on a stage?
Like, I knew it was going to be something like that. I was going to be on a stage. I was going to be basically walking through the crowd.
It looked really cool.
Walking the crowd through a painting. And the thing is, I've never done a live painting before.
What would the painting end up being of? Because I offered up my services. I said you could paint me in the buff, of course.
Ew.
And they're like, oh, it's a San Mateo County Fair. It's a family thing. So
well,
they didn't want that.
I didn't want people to be traumatized.
Okay.
But
what was the great idea that you had of the thing that you were going to teach people to paint?
It was like a little sunset with some flowers and a butterfly.
I thought it was cute.
That's exactly what my wall needs.
It needed to be something that people could complete in a certain amount of time. And it would have taken a lot longer to paint
you naked and paint all the hair and stuff.
Yeah. A lot of brown paint.
So I do want to say thank you so much to everybody that... Thank you so much to everybody that showed up to the San Mateo County Fair to paint with me. I hope I can do more of these and do like the paint and sips ones so that we can have some drinky drinks and, you know, do some painting because it was so fun.
That would be cool.
Did anybody's painting turn out better than yours? Because you were painting along with them on stage, right? So you were doing it step by step. Anybody have a better painting than yours?
I would say yes, because... Obviously, people were allowed to get creative, so some people added a few little clouds in there and made it very cute and creative. And I kid you not, while I was on stage, there were some times where I was like, wait, what did I do again? Like, let me look at my reference painting because I kind of had forgotten.
Wow.
Like how
this is, and this is the instructor.
Yeah.
Be honest, are there any paintings that you were like, ooh, that's just...
Just well, throw it away now.
Just burn it.
Well, there were kids in the audience that just...
Wow. You're saying kids are terrible artists?
No, oh my God. No. I was not expecting that answer.
No, hold on.
Shout out to the kids
painting.
That came through.
Let me finish.
To see Jess on Friday.
Let me finish. I said there were kids in the audience that decided to go and do like their own route and do their own paintings. So they were very different from what I was painting. But everybody did such a great job.
I blame the teacher at that point.
Wow.
If you can't keep the students on task and inspired to
paint what you were painting,
come on. Yeah, and they're off doing their own thing.
But the point of art is, you know, letting your creativity flow, and that's what I encouraged everybody to do.
So is everybody's creativity juices just all mushing together?
Yeah, they were flowing. They were intertwining.
Like, I'm not going to paint some boring butterfly in a sunset. Like, I'm going to do something cool.
Yeah, some people did. But I can't wait for you guys to see the pictures because you can zoom in and see everybody's paintings and they came out really, really
good.
Is
that going to be your photo from home?
That is going to be my
photo from
home.
I love it. Let's work on the photos from home soon because we always wait to the end of the show. We should probably stop doing
that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So over the weekend, Diddy's team filed for a mistrial claiming prosecutors let a woman named Brianna give false testimony on the stand. The government says that they plan to respond at some point today, so the judge will not pick up that motion until tomorrow. As for today, Jane will be back on the stand to finish her testimony this morning.
Objection. Overruled. Yeah, it's not going to happen. The Oklahoma City Thunder evened the NBA final series against the Indiana Pacers last night at 1-1 with a 123-107 win. This one was never in doubt. The Thunder led pretty much the entire game. The series is now going to shift to Indiana for the next two games, the first of which will be on Wednesday.
Go Mets!
Nice. Nice. The cloudy start to your Monday, but that will clear out and the sun will come out with temperatures in the mid 70s to low 80s.
Hey, Aries besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. You aren't currently loving the direction things are going at work, but fighting against the tide may be a bigger battle than you can handle. Even salmon swimming upstream get tired. Consider accepting the situation rather than struggling against it.
Okay.
Fall in line.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Grandma showers.
I don't want to shower with Nana.
Why not?
I just don't want to do it.
Why? Those old people showers, they always have like the chairs in there so you can sit down, relax. Oh, I could take a break mid-shower.
Yeah, it does seem comfortable.
So grandma showers, not actual showers, you guys, but you know how we have like baby showers and wedding showers. It's for people that are about to become grandparents, and this is more for grandmothers. I haven't really seen anybody do it for the grandpas, but
sexist.
People are throwing grandma showers for, you know, the ladies that are about to become a grandma for the first time.
Wait, but I'm confused because what do you show up with?
Thank you. I don't know.
Like an orthopedic back pillow, maybe some icy hot cream for their aches and pains. Is that the kind of gifts you're supposed to bring?
See, that's the part that's confusing for me, because you're obviously supposed to bring a gift, but like, what do you buy someone to celebrate them becoming a grandparent?
I guess probably a shirt that says best grandma.
Maybe subscription to TV Guide.
That's why I don't like this.
Is that still a thing? So they can figure out what's on TV. Maybe one of those Maybe one of those remote controls with the really big buttons so they can see, so they can change the channels easier. Is that the kind of stuff we're supposed to get?
That's just like an elderly person gift. Like, what gift says, like, happy becoming a grandma? Do you know what I mean? Like, when you go to a baby shower for you know, person that's about to become a mom for the first time, you get her all the baby things that she's going to need. You don't get that stuff for grandma.
Well, Grammy might need some new tennis balls for the front of her walker.
Or grandma might.
She's going to become a grandma.
But that doesn't really scream like baby. Like,
maybe
diapers.
I'm gonna be with the baby. Some grandmas do need diapers.
Some adult diapers.
Yeah.
So, you can change the new grandbaby diapers and Grammy's diapers at the same time. A little changing table.
I like that.
For grandma to lay on.
See, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not here for this.
Me either.
Yeah, why? This is not a thing. It's not going to become a thing, right?
It's a thing.
Well,
it's already a thing. A small thing.
It's a small, isolated thing. It's not going to get started. We're not doing this. We don't need another excuse
to give people
presents. They don't need
people are like, this is very narcissistic.
Yes.
Very like, look at me, attention, let me throw a party for no reason, especially the gift thing. Like, you get a new parent a gift because, I mean, a lot of the times they're much younger and are struggling.
Well, having a baby's
financially,
expensive.
And that's
yes.
expensive. Yeah. And as far as like, most grandparents are kind of like well off, I think, a lot more than a new parent in their 20s.
This also files under the things like, who gives a fart? Because I don't care that you're becoming a grandma. I don't care if you're having a boy or a girl. Gender reveal party. Don't care.
Whoa.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, you're not here for the gender reveal either?
Your grandma's not here for any parties.
Those things like, why do we don't need that event. We don't need that event. And me as an attendee there, I don't have a vested interest. Like, oh my God, I can't wait to find out. Or, oh my God, I can't believe you're becoming a grandparent. I just don't care.
Yeah, I like the gender reveals a little more.
But you still walk away like,
my life is exactly the same as it was when I got here.
I mean, yeah, but I like when I'm right, when I say, oh, I think it's going to be a girl, and then it is a girl, and I'm like, yeah, I knew.
Yeah, I mean, so do I when they flip the coin at the start of the Super Bowl. It's going to be heads. I don't care. Like, it's 50. It's 50-50.
So what about baby showers? Because I think baby showers,
Graham
I think those
baby
are
showers.
Helpful.
Baby showers are again, having a baby is a very expensive thing, and there's all this stuff you got to buy, and it's a good time to impart some wisdom from people that are already moms. You know, like, this is the thing that's really going to help you out. I'm going to give that to you as a gift. That's fine. The one problem with baby showers is don't sit there and open every single gift in front of all the people. We don't want to watch that.
You have to agree with that.
I agree when it's not my baby shower. When it's my baby shower, I like to open everything in front of everyone and look at all the stuff I got.
God.
Yes.
Oh, 4 hours of that. We don't need that.
I mean, that's a good point. I also want them to get to my gift because I want to see the reaction.
I know.
So
you know, it's all fake reactions.
I know. Yeah. I know, but.
As someone who's done it.
Okay.
Yes.
What about engagement parties? Are engagement parties WPS? Just a question.
I don't think they're Is that WPS, Lena?
I've never.
White people?
I don't know. I mean, I wanted one. I didn't do one. Uh-huh. I've never been to one, but I don't think so.
The only one I've only ever been to one, and I haven't really ever heard of a lot of them, but I'm starting to see them pop up a little bit more, but
because you've been Googling them, so now it's all over your algorithm.
Yeah,
right.
You have an engagement ring. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is. I think anyone can do an engagement party. I think a lot of people just think it's a little unnecessary.
There you go.
That's what it is.
Glad you said it, not me, because I've just ripped on every other kind of party. So
Graham texted me and told me to say that. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Engagement party's unnecessary.
Were you, Jess, were you thinking about having one? You're the newly engaged member of the JV show. Would you like it, or would you like it if your close friends or something threw you an engagement party?
No, I'm kind of on the same boat about it being a little unnecessary. Because
really?
Because I don't know. It seems like throwing a party in itself is expensive. So I'm like, I don't have to pay to throw a party for them to people bring me like certain random gifts.
Oh, and do you think people should get you gifts at an engagement party?
I think people usually take like a bottle of wine or something like small like that, right?
I don't think you deserve anything for getting engaged.
I don't think so either.
I ain't getting you a gift.
I don't think
Sorry.
You need gifts. And it is a very like look at me moment, but I think it's fun.
I mean, I love going to them, but I personally, I don't think I would throw one. I think it would be.
But you wouldn't be mad if somebody threw one for you.
Right.
Right. But I think
when you show up,
right? No, but I think that should happen like right after the engagement. I feel like now it's like we're past the threshold of it.
It's only been like 2 weeks since you got engaged.
Yeah,
you have a couple months.
Okay, then if my friends are listening, hey.
I don't know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about how some people are throwing grandma showers to celebrate. You know,
I don't
want to
shower with Nana.
It's not like an actual shower. It's to celebrate somebody becoming a grandmother for the first time. We were like, what do you get as a gift?
Hey, guys. Shout out, Richmond. I guess the best gift to get grandma is a car seat. LOL. You know, they will be taking care of the kids.
That's actually a good idea.
That is definitely true. You got to get the grandparents' car seat so that they can take the kids away from you.
Yeah.
And go take it for some time so you can
and
have some
alone
time.
There's nothing worse than having, like, unbuckle a car seat and then you have to install it in another car.
Oh, and bring it over to another car.
Back. Oh, my
it's
God.
A pain in
so
the butt.
Annoying.
Yeah, get them the extra car seat or the booster seat or whatever. It pays off.
So what the heck is the never broken a bone theory?
All right, that theory is making its rounds on TikTok, you guys. And the theory is simply that if you've gone through your life without having broken a bone, that's no coincidence. It's not just good luck. It's not by accident. It's because you are being protected by a higher being. You've been selected. You have a guardian angel that is protecting you from physical harm. Ladies, have you ever broken a bone?
So,
Selena,
I want to say no, but I don't know if this counts. I feel like I've definitely broken like a toe before, but never went and, you know, got it officially diagnosed
just
as broken.
Yeah, so just a sprain.
Okay, so I don't know. Well, then other than that, no.
So no. Jess, have you ever broken a bone?
Never.
So the
Thankfully.
Two of you ladies have been selected by some sort of guardian angel, according to this.
Who gives a fart? Good point.
To this theory, and you're being protected for some reason. Do you believe that this theory, or do you think you guys just are adverse to risk and you probably don't
try
a lot of stupid stuff that the rest of us have?
I think it's that. I don't really.
No, I believe. Am I guarding?
I feel like I don't really put myself in harm's way. I'm not doing backflips off a trampoline and you know, diving off a roof into a swimming pool down below. I'm not
so
doing
fun.
Any of that.
Have
dumb
you ever
stuff.
Done that? It's awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
And Jess, you say you do believe this. You think there's a higher power pulling some strings for you. Like, don't let her break her arm. She's too important.
Yeah, I feel like my guardian angel is working like overtime.
So what like dangerous things do you do that this angel's protecting you from?
Yeah, there was that one time that you took a nap with no pillow.
Hey, no.
Living on the edge.
I think it was more so when I used to play sports in high school. I think that could have resulted in injury. But other than that, I guess it's not too much. But, you know, my driving, I've told you guys, it's not that great. So I think my guardian angels
broken
are usually
bones
there
incoming.
With me.
Some people believe that if you believe this never broken a bone theory that they're your guardian angel or whatever it is, a higher power is protecting mm-hmm. you from breaking a bone, that physical mm-hmm. pain, because in your life, you're going to endure emotional and mental trauma. You're going to have a bunch of that. So like the guardian angel's like, dude, don't pile a broken bone onto this chick.
Oh my
She's
God.
Had enough. Do you think there's any truth to that part? Have you suffered a lot of emotional and mental trauma so much so that you don't need to break a knee?
Oh my God. Maybe, but wouldn't most people say that they have suffered a lot emotionally too?
I think everybody's
and
gone,
people,
gone
yeah,
through some stuff.
Through really hard things, and people that have broken bones as well. So I don't think that's necessarily true.
That's a good point.
It's just a theory, you guys.
Also,
it's just
I think
don't know if it's true or not.
Even if I had broken a bone, I would still believe that I have a guardian angel somewhere.
Well, not doing a good job, fire yeah. them and get you a new one if you're just breaking everything.
I've only broken I broke my elbow in high school, and so I have broken a bone, and you know, I think me and Sky Daddy have a pretty good rapport from what I can tell.
You've only ever broken one bone?
I think I broke my nose before, but that's mostly that's cartilage up there.
How did you break your nose?
And at a I took like a, I don't know what it was, maybe an elbow, maybe whatever was in some sort of mosh pit situation at Shoreline.
Shut up! You walked out of there with a broken nose?
Oh, dude, my nose, and it just exploded.
Ew.
Blood everywhere. It was just like... Right, I remember I remember some woman just looked at me and she grabbed a thing of Kleenex out of her purse and she threw them at me. She wouldn't even hand them to me. There was that much blood.
I wouldn't have.
See, that's what I mean. I'm not putting myself in those situations. I'm not going to be front and center in a mosh pit at Shoreline. I'm not
awesome.
Doing any of that stuff.
It was awesome prior to my face getting exploded.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But that's cartilage. I don't think that doesn't count as a broken bone because it's like a bunch of cartilage situation.
Okay.
You still broke something.
Something broke in there. I don't know. I had to push it back into place.
Ew.
It was gross.
And how did you break your elbow?
Just a fall, and then it back the wrong way, and then the tendon on the inside, you know that little lump thing on the inside of your elbow?
Yes.
I don't know what that thing's called.
Yeah.
The tendon pulled that little lump right off, and that part
just
broke,
snapped
right off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was gross.
So you don't have a guardian angel?
No, apparently not.
No.
Otherwise, they would have been looking out for me on that fateful
right.
day at Shoreline. when my nose got completely mushed by... Again, I didn't even see it coming. I don't know what it was. To this day, I don't know what hit me in the face.
Oh, my God.
It was
yeah.
something hard.
Yeah, this never broken a bone theory. I don't think I'm fully on board with this one.
But maybe it's true. I mean, you guys believe
yeah.
in Sky Daddy.
Yeah,
I don't.
Do,
here he is out punishing me for
anything.
It. Yeah, there you
so
go.
So maybe it is true after all.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. Well, I have a question now about the broken bone theory. So are your teeth considered a bone? Because I've never actually broken a bone in my body, but I have chipped a tooth. So maybe I'm not protected. Just a thought. Have a good day.
Ooh, okay, good
so
question.
We were talking about the never have broken a bone theory, and some people believe you've gone through your life and never broken a bone, that there is some guardian angel or higher power that's protecting you. You've been chosen to not have to suffer the physical harm of a broken bone. Now, to answer her question, well, I answered it with a quick Google search. Are teeth considered bones? The answer there is no. So chipping a tooth or whatever. So maybe she is still good. She's
so
never
are protected.
So she's never broken a bone. So yeah.
Okay, good.
You've got a Sky Daddy guardian angel looking
one.
Out for you. Yeah. You guys ever chipped a tooth?
Oh,
because you, Jess and Selena, you guys both said you have never broken a bone.
Right.
So you've clearly been chosen. Have you ever chipped a tooth?
No. I think maybe like tiny chips on them, but nothing major.
Like little tiny Pringles or like little tiny Doritos?
Yeah.
Oh, chips of your teeth. Never mind.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Before we get to Blake Lively being rude and entitled out in public, Courtney and Travis got booed. They were at WWE's Money in the Bank event Saturday night at the Intuit Dome in Inglewood, and the camera pans to them, and they have their little baby Rocky. There was better audio, but I read that they got booed, which I think is what you would expect. I mean, you're a Kardashian. Aren't you used to it by now?
Yeah. That's generally the reaction you're getting
exactly.
at most.
Exactly. That's what I would have assumed. Like,
don't put me on the Jumbotron.
Please.
They're going to boo me.
All right. So Blake Lively was so rude. She's being blasted for how rude she was while out on a shopping trip. So on Saturday, a fan named Landon posted on TikTok about how she was out in New York. And who did she run into in a store? Blake Lively. And she said, quote, "It was honestly a horrible experience." Like, she's in there with her family and, you know, she's kind of shopping. She's looking around and she can overhear how Blake is talking to the workers. And she said it was just so rude the way she was like, "I want a fresh one of these, one that hasn't been touched by any other customers. Do you guys have a private bathroom? I can't use one where like other people have gone into and like or could be in there." She was just very, very entitled, which again, what did you expect?
Attracts.
It's Blake Lively. Mm-hmm. She also says that Blake was ignoring everybody else in the store. Nobody else existed except for like her and the worker that she was belittling.
Wow.
As she was choosing like the patches she wanted to add to her customized bag at this store. And this fan, not a fan of Blake Lively, I just don't know what else to call her, but clearly she's not a fan. She said the second she walked out, like it was clear that her and her family were invading Blake's space, because all of a sudden they get like one of Blake's security guards is like cornering them so they can't enter the store again. So like they get Weird. Out and like, and the security automatically was like, no one's coming back in here. This is Blake's store now. Oh, even though she didn't reserve it, it wasn't like blocked off.
Yeah, it didn't work like
that.
But
they made her feel very, very unwelcome. And so she said, if anyone is still a fan of Blake Lively, I think recheck your decision on that, because she's not very nice to the common people.
Wow.
Is what this person said.
You would think that given everything that has happened, she would be trying her best to be even nicer to
Seriously.
People.
I know.
She needs to be on a major PR tour
yes.
at all times, meaning every interaction, whether people find out about it or not, you've got to be like, oh, you're at the store too? I'll buy whatever you want. You know, so people, so stories get out there like, Blake Lively's the nicest person I've ever met.
I was going to say, can you imagine if Blake would have been like wonderful to this, you know, TikToker and had talked to her and introduced herself uh-huh. and that would have been what the video was about, and that would have gone viral about how Blake is actually really nice in person.
Turns out she's just a bee.
She's just Yikes. Awful.
She's the worst.
I think we already knew that.
Yeah.
I think we did. So, Graham, what do you have?
All right, you guys, I'm going to issue a warning here. Because park officials in Santa Clara County say they are on the lookout for a large lizard that is on the loose inside of Joseph D. Grant County Park in the foothills. I guess this is east of San Jose. I'm not familiar with the park, but hikers there have reported spotting this large lizard near some trails there. Apparently, it's an Argentine black and white tegu lizard, which is a predatory and invasive species that's come from South America. It can grow to nearly 5 feet in length.
Oh, hell no. What?
Now, look, they say they don't attack humans, so you don't need to worry about that. But protect your eggs, people, because it likes to eat bird eggs and other small animals. This was probably somebody's pet that they set free. I don't know why you would do this, but they let it go in the park. Tegu lizards are legal to own in California, but again, they're not going to survive that well out on their own. They don't like cold winters. Not that we have incredibly cold winters, but they would prefer a place like Florida. So if you're going to let your lizard go, let it go.
Do it in Florida.
In Florida, please. They're used to that kind of stuff. They have some weird wildlife stuff there. Okay, park officials say don't go searching for the tegu or try to trap it. If you see it, back away safely and then notify park rangers as soon as possible. I thought you just told me this thing didn't pose a threat to humans. Now you're telling me to back away safely and slowly from this thing? I don't know. What is it?
I'd be so scared if I saw this thing in person.
Yeah, I ain't touching no 5-foot lizard. Are you kidding me?
So it can grow to that length. Is it that length now? Or is it like smaller?
From the picture I saw, I don't think it's a full 5 feet yet, but it's a big lizard. I ain't touching that thing.
No, thank you.
Get away from me, lizard.
All right, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, before we get to What the Bleep, we were just talking and trending about how Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, they were at some WWE event on Saturday, and the camera pans to them, and they got booed.
Good morning, everyone. This is Tony from Cloverdale. I just wanted to touch on the Kardashian thing real quick. I am a WWE fan. I've been watching for a long time. And the reason why they're booing celebrities, not just the Kardashians, but especially the Kardashians, is because they got we have celebrity fatigue. Ever since WWE became big again, more celebrities are showing up just for a spot to be shown on television. And we're tired of it. So, yeah.
Interesting.
We're tired of it.
That makes sense.
JV show number one in Cloverdale, by the way.
Yes!
I just checked.
So,
thank you, Tony.
Thank
Appreciate you so much,
Tony. Hope you had a good weekend. All right, you guys, it's time for What the Bleep.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you can win a Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes all you need before bed is some steamy hot to help you sleep better.
Mm-hmm. I know it helps me sleep better.
Yes.
Oh. That's just the best way to wind
puts
down.
Puts you right to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
It's the trick.
Yep. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, you sickos, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG, please, because that's what the winning guess will be. It will be a PG word,
yes,
despite what that clip sounds like. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess, because we want to be able to shout you out, but we're only giving a JV Show Chug Mug to the very first correct answer.
Just one person.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and we are going to send you a chuggy muggy. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
Sometimes all you need before bed is some steamy hot to help you sleep better.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go right to sleep afterwards.
Mm-hmm. remember, this is a family show, you sicko, so keep your guesses clean. Let's go through some of your talkbacks now.
What's up, JV Show? It's Jim from Hayward. I think the bleeped out word today is tea. Y'all have a good one.
Ooh, some hot, steamy tea.
All right, that was far and away the most popular guess this morning. So if you've left that guess, there's no penalty for leaving a second guess. So hop on there and leave another one, because a lot of people guessed that this morning.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alex from Benicia. Is the bleeped out word milk?
I'm sorry, but that's disgusting. Who's doing that?
That was
warm
the
milk.
That's the second most popular answer.
Are you a baby?
I don't know. I mean, maybe in this, if it was the 1950s or something, I feel like a lot of people got tucked in with a steaming hot little saucer of milk before bed. That's, I'm sure it's great. Unless you're
lactose
intolerant.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Melanie from Vallejo. My guess is steamy hot shower. Have a good one. Bye.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Great guess.
That's a good guess. I love me a hot shower before bed. Yeah, that does help.
You guys are night showers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then in the morning, you just get up and just like dry dog it straight into work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. I have to take a shower in the morning. Have to.
Even
if I took a very thorough shower at night, the night before, I still get up and stand in the shower and just let the water hit me at least
really?
In the morning. Like, you gotta, like, you can't just dry dog it into work.
On the weekends, I'm a morning showerer. It's weird. But
yeah.
during the week, I'm a night showerer.
I don't know how you could just get up with all that, like, sleep clinging to you. Like, all your sleep breath all night just clinging to your skin all over you. And then you just walk into work and let everyone smell you.
I mean,
that's
still
weird.
Like, wash your face and brush your teeth.
It's something about it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Sleep,
that's
sleep just, like, clings to you.
That's how I feel about getting into bed dirty. Like, I have to
Well, like I said,
before.
If I shower at night, I'm still going to get up in the
morning.
Like, that's just the part of the wake-up routine. You got to.
Yeah.
Yeah, not
even
me.
If I don't bring even if I don't bring any soap into the equation, I just stand there and let the water hit me. That's part of the morning. It's what wakes you up and gets you going.
All right. So shower is not the word though. Great guess. What is today's bleeped out word? If you think you know what it is, leave it on a talk back now. We are gonna play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are gonna send you a JV Show Chug Mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
Sometimes all you need before bed is some steamy hot to help you sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like the way you feel it going down your throat.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about? Before bed?
You're sick.
Well, this is a family show.
I thought.
I know that. You guys don't even know what I'm talking about. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is me, Julia, for Fairfield. And I think the loop that word is steamy hot bath. But I have a good
day.
Have a good
day. Steamy hot bath.
Bath. That's a great guess. A lot of people had that guess. So you guys ever take a bath?
Baths kind of gross me out.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have a bathtub.
You don't have a bathtub?
No.
So that's been eliminated as an option for Jess. If you did have one, do you see yourself using it?
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I would, put some candles on and maybe a glass of wine.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for all that.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lori and Morgan Hill, and my guess is a hot toddy. Have a great day. Bye.
Great guess. Hot toddy. A few people guessed that. Have you ever had a hot toddy before?
I haven't.
Jess, a hot toddy?
I've heard of it. It's in our drink book. My boyfriend and I usually go through like a drink book that we make drinks out of. I've skipped that one usually.
It's definitely WPS, white people stuff. But
what's in it exactly? Like, good. I've heard the name.
I think a hot toddy, from what I remember, is hot water, lemon juice, maybe a little bit of honey, and then you put some whiskey in there, some bourbon.
Oh.
That's, I believe, how I would make a hot toddy. And it's good if you're like catching sick. A cold or something. Yeah. Soothe the throat.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. Celine calling from Napa. Is a bleeped out word novels?
Ooh, some steaming hot novels. Selena likes that.
Yeah.
That's the genre that you read.
No, it's not.
Uh-huh.
No. It's actually not.
What are you reading? Like science books?
No,
science fiction?
I like the thrillers, like people getting kidnapped and murdered erotic and stuff thrillers. Like that. No, but one time there was a little erotic stuff in it. One time.
And you said it set your loins ablaze.
And you ran with it. And
yeah, but you came in here all flustered.
I did
loved
like it.
See?
Good guess, but not the correct one.
Hi, JV Show. This is Riley from Hayward. And I think the bleeped out word is chocolate. Thank you.
There we go. All right, so here's today's clip unbleeped.
Sometimes all you need before bed is some steamy hot chocolate to help you sleep better.
What are you, 5?
I had some last night.
What are you?
Not gonna lie. Have you guys ever tried
a second grader?
No, but have you tried hot chocolate? I made it how my mom used to make it, or she still makes it. But there's either chocolate abuelita, which is, have you tried it, Graham?
Why are you bringing Selena's abuelita into
this? Yeah, we're out of this.
Yeah, she doesn't have anything to do with your nighttime
chocolate
beverages.
Abuelita.
I have not.
Or chocolate from Mexico that they bring. So,
you put some little marshmallows in it too?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But I had some last night and it was delicious.
Interesting.
So you guys know.
Nope.
I'm not a big hot chocolater.
Okay.
I love hot chocolate. Yeah, when I was 6. When I became an adult, that's when it sort of died off. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First and foremost, Riley and Hayward. What's up, Riley? What's up? Is Riley on a roll? Like, didn't Riley just win last week?
I think so.
Good for Riley.
Man, double fisting with the Chuck
Mugs. That's how Hayward does it.
Yeah, go Hayward. A couple more shout-outs to give, though, because most people not on the correct answer this morning. Most people are guessing hot tea or soup, or there was even a couple hot yoga guesses in there. Alyssa and Vallejo had the correct answer. So did Julian and Hollister. What's up, Julian? What's up? And outside of that, Jess, anymore that I have not yet seen, but I feel like that was it.
So we had some hot cocoa guesses.
Oh, some people, they were there. They were real close.
So close.
Real close.
Well, thank you, everybody, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, is this Angelina?
Yeah, this is her.
How are you? How was the weekend? Tell us all about it. Don't leave out any juicy details.
But keep it under about 15 seconds.
Okay, honestly, I can't even remember my weekend. Oh, I just passed my RBT exam.
Woo!
What's that?
I'm a registered behavior technician.
Nice. Good for you.
Good. Congratulations. Congrats. That's a big deal.
Thank you.
And then you got drunk after to celebrate, and that's why you can't remember anything else.
Well, I have my daughter, so usually I'm like, what are we going to do today?
Oh, okay. Honestly, well, then never mind.
So you got drunk together.
Yeah.
No.
We're just messing with you, Angelina. Well, glad you had a good weekend. Let's see if you can win some tickets. This is the JV Show's Yep Nope Game. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct and you win.
4 tickets to the Exploratorium.
Perfect. Ooh. For somebody with kids. All right. Here's question number 1. Are you ready?
Sorta.
Okay.
Well, I like the confidence.
No, you have no choice. So here we go. Question number 1. What is the capital city of the state of Hawaii? What's the capital?
The capital city?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You've heard of this place.
Yeah, think of like all the cities that you know in Hawaii.
I literally only know Waikiki, but like...
But not that one. Don't think of that one.
Yeah, it's a different one than that one.
No.
What's like one you hear a lot?
Hawaii?
But like...
Honolulu?
Yeah!
Really walked her into that one. All right, come on, dial it back. You just got to get these on our own. All right, question number 2. Nice work on question number 1. Question number 2. The term golden sombrero is used to describe a baseball player that struck out how many times in a game? Like, you don't want to get the golden sombrero.
That sounds like an Urban Dictionary term.
It probably has another meaning.
Maybe like the full, I guess, like, wouldn't it be like maybe the full lineup of batters or something? I don't know what they call it.
So it's like, an individual batter. Like if I got the golden sombrero, I've struck out how many times in a game?
Oh, like someone who strikes them out? Not the pitcher, the person who's hitting?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many times have I struck out?
Five?
Nope.
Close. Four. If you strike out four times in a game, you are awarded the golden sombrero. They don't actually give you a sombrero to wear. It's just an expression.
Because of cultural appropriation, probably.
Right.
They don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, it's just an expression.
Hey, Angelina, you missed that one, but it's okay. You're still in the game. You just got to get the rest correct. Here's question number three. True or false, a croc-idle is the proper name for... Can I start that question over?
You were on the right track.
I think I just got confused. This Monday is Monday. I don't know if I've told you that before.
Got it.
Question number three. True or false? A croc-idle is the proper name for a baby crocodile. Is that true or false?
False.
Yep.
Would be the proper term.
They're called hatchlings. I like croc-idle, croc-idle better.
Yeah.
Look at the little croc-idles over there.
It sounds so much cuter.
It does. I want a croc-idle at that point. All right. So by my count, you need this final question to win the game. Question number four. A built-in arc reactor is what powers what Marvel superhero's suit of armor?
Say that. A built-in what?
Arc reactor. It's what powers what?
Reactor?
It's right in the middle of, like, I think it's chest. It powers what Marvel superhero's suit of armor?
Iron Man?
Yep.
Yeah!
That's the one.
Oh my God, you finished off strong and nicely you just done. Won four tickets to the Exploratorium.
Yay!
Yes.
Awesome.
They have something really fun happening right now. It's Adventures in AI, you guys. You can go check that out, discover how it works, debate its future. And
that's
you just won
cool.
four tickets.
Congratulations,
nice
Angelina.
Job.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Hang on for that winning. All right, Graham, we got some shout outs.
Yeah, a couple moms in my DMs. Actually, listen to this, you guys. Hey, Graham, 13-year-old in your DMs.
Whoa!
I got to be careful.
I have to report you.
I got to be careful with this one. I just want to send my mom a happy birthday shout out. Her birthday was June 7th, and she turned 40. And for her birthday, she watched my baseball tournament. That's a hell of a birthday. I just want to thank her for always being there for me and thank her for supporting me all the way. It means a lot. You guys are the best podcast, by the way. Thank you.
Her name is
Zaida, and my name is Zach. So, yes, happy belated birthday.
Woo!
Hope you had a great day at the baseball tournament.
Who gives a fuck?
Selena, you're a mom with a sports-playing daughter. Is that how you'd like to spend your birthday, a softball tournament or baseball tournament?
It's not my first choice, but as a parent, you sacrifice all the fun stuff for your kids.
Got it. Hey, Graham, listen to the JV show all the time. My daughter's birthday is Monday. Hoping you can give her this shout out. Happy golden birthday to my beautiful daughter, Emmeline, who turns 9 today. You're the sweetest, most thoughtful, and sassiest girl I know, and I love you with all my heart. I'm so excited we get to celebrate both our birthdays together in paradise.
Oh.
I wonder where they're going. Mama, Daddy, Kian, and Miles, love you so much.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, can you give my oldest daughter, Shay, a shout out for her birthday? Happy 9th birthday, Shay, from Mom, Dad, and Isla. We love you. Yes, happy birthday, Shay.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, can you please give a shout out to my son, Jacob, who's turning 6 years old today? Please give him an extra stinky loud.
Who gives a fart?
It's his favorite part of the show. That's from Mom, Dad, and sisters Jocelyn and Julissa. Yes, happy birthday, Jacob.
Who gives a fart?
That's it.
That's a great point. Yep. All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. What's going on? This is Isaac. You already know. Real quick, I was up in the Bay Area to help out one of my best friends. She's like family to me. Her name is Taylor. She's up for Ink Magazine Originals to be on the cover of Ink Magazine. You can vote daily for free. And if you want to do some a little bit extra to support, you can pay for the votes, but the money goes to the Andrew McDowell Foundation, which provides relief for cancer patient families, financial relief. Love y'all. Hope you have a good one.
Okay. How do we vote?
Okay, so Isaac slid into my DMs and sent me the link, and we've posted that JV Morning Show on Instagram on our story if you want to check that out and help, like you said, one of his close friends. He says she's like family, but I get the vibe that like he's interested in her more than just friends. But like,
yeah,
whatever.
But
like,
she's not very interested in him.
That's just the vibe at this point, but like whatever, we can't confirm that. But if you do, and like he said, you can donate and get extra votes, and it's all to a great cause.
Cool.
So let's help her get on the cover of It's Inked Magazine, right? That's all it's tattoos, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. JV Morning Show for those details. That's our Instagram. It's on our story.
Hottest
Today's trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Diddy's team has filed for a mistrial again.
Denied.
Is the second time. All right, so here's the deal. Remember when Cassie's friend Brianna was on the stand and she testified that back in 2016, Diddy held her over the edge of a balcony 17 stories in the air.
Yes.
And then he pulled her back in and threw her onto some furniture. So during Cassie's testimony at the beginning of the trial, Cassie testified that she actually saw Diddy holding her over the balcony. But according to text messages that she sent to one of Diddy's employees, she indicated that she didn't actually see it happen. She just found out about it afterwards. So that's the basis of this mistrial motion. They're accusing prosecutors of presenting testimony they knew or should have known was false. There's also a lot of confusion about Brianna's injury photos. They were entered as evidence, but the photo metadata showed that her injury pictures were taken on September 26, 2016. Diddy's team presented evidence on their side showing that Diddy could not have done anything on that day because he was, you know, out of town somewhere far away doing something else. So then prosecutors later clarified that Cassie's text messages seemed to indicate the balcony dangling happened later in the week, maybe like the 29th or the 30th. But then how are these pictures taken on the 26th? So I don't know. There's a lot of things that are just a little unclear regarding that incident.
Still, is this going to lead to a mistrial?
I hope not.
No, it is not.
The judge says that he's going to pick up the mistrial motion tomorrow because the government plans to respond at some point today.
Overruled.
In a filing
denied.
Of their own.
Yeah.
I hope so. All right, Graham, what do you have in trending, buddy?
All right, protests ramped up yesterday in L.A. and here in San Francisco following the president's decision to send in the National Guard to quell ongoing protests over ICE raids. SFPD reported that they arrested 60 people and had two of their officers suffer injuries in confrontations with protesters in the financial district last night. Protesters had gathered in front of the ICE field office on Sansom Street, and when officers tried to disperse the crowd, things escalated a bit. Meanwhile, L.A. was the scene of the biggest demonstrations, again, largely in response to the National Guard arriving. Thousands of people took to the streets yesterday afternoon and into last night, blocking freeways, clashing with officers and soldiers. RIP to several self-driving Waymo cars. They got vandalized and then set on fire. Waymos are always taking the brunt of the vandalism.
They don't even do anything.
They're just out there
bystanders.
Driving around like without a driver, just like minding their own business, and then they always get smunched. Officers used tear gas, rubber bullets and flashbangs to try to control the crowds. Obviously, many of us questioning the fact that the president deployed troops here, but not when a crowd was violently beating police officers and destroying government buildings on January 6th.
Interesting.
Those people were praised and then pardoned, so I look forward to anyone here that's arrested during these protests receiving that presidential pardon as well. I can't wait for them to get that.
I love Tesla.
No, you don't. You actually don't. You guys are sort of beefing right now.
All right. Well, thank you for all that information, Graham. Coming up next year on the JV show, I need not advice, but I do want your guys' opinion. I have to admit to something that I agreed to do last week. And I want to know if it was poor parenting on my end.
But you already know what I'm going to say.
Let me lay it out for you. Let me lay out the situation for you next.
Fine.
Okay. At least give me a chance, Graham, to explain myself.
Bro.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV family. This is Jenica. I just want to let you guys know that I did my first half marathon over the weekend. I ran the Nike After Dark Tour. It was a brutally but beautifully challenging experience. My first half marathon ever. And I just wanted to let you guys know. Shout out to y'all. Happy Monday.
Oh, good job.
Wow. Nice job. We all know a half marathon is.
Congrats.
How long, Jess?
13 miles.
13 miles.
Yeah.
That was tough. Could you guys do that?
No. And I heard a lot of criticism on the Nike marathon, half marathon thing, because I think last minute they limited it to 3 hours. So anybody who runs it in
if
more than
up
that
3 hours, you just got shot.
They basically are like picking you up or something. I don't know.
Oh my God. Who can finish that in 3 hours? Well, apparently a lot of people.
Right, but not me.
Hi, JV Show. This is Jade from San Jose, and my daughter and I, Gracie, listen to your show every morning, and since she was very little, and so she loves your show, and today is her birthday. She's turning 8, and we just wanted to wish her a who gives a fart, and let her know that me, her daddy, her tia, her tio, her nana, her grandma, her grandpa, her Gigi Pa, and her Baba love her so much.
Wow, she's very loved.
Nana, Gigi Pa, Grandma, And they all, everybody, yes.
Everyone.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
That's a great point. Graham, did your kids finish up school? Are they officially out?
Summer is on, you guys. Friday was their very last day of school. And it was just one of those half days, you know, the little short day where they, you know, they don't do anything.
Yeah.
But apparently it was I ran into my daughter Quinn. She's 5 years old. I ran into her kindergarten teacher who was incredible, awesome, just such an amazing teacher. And I think Quinn had become very emotionally attached to her and her class this year. And so when I saw her after school got out on Friday, she said Quinn cried the entire day.
Aww.
I mean, it was a half day, but still, she was like, it was a lot of crying. So Quinn was having a little bit of a tough time. And, you know, even the night before, you guys, I even teared up myself because she was getting emotional the night before and she, you know, needed a big hug. And she said, Dad, I thought this was very profound for a 5-year-old to say. Maybe she heard it somewhere, but she said, Dad, I don't want this door to close. I want it to stay open.
Oh my God.
That's
so mature.
And that got the dad heartstrings. And then I started crying a little bit, like I teared up, you know, and then, you know, we had a long, just lingering crying hug.
It was
a moment, but like she's 5 years old. She said, Dad, I don't want this door to close.
Are you sure there wasn't a door that was open that she really wanted?
It was a little drafty in the house at the time. And
yeah, that's what it was.
Rather than put on a sweatshirt, she just closed the door, Dad. But it was very, very sweet.
Oh.
And then, I'm excited for her to move on to first grade, but she had a great year. So.
She's going to forget all about how emotional she was when she realizes how fun summer break is and it's awesome and staying home and sleeping in and all that stuff. My daughter also, you know, wrapped up school, seventh grade last week.
Seventh grade?
Yeah, she's going to be in eighth grade now. And I can talk about her more because, like I said, she ain't listening.
She's
banned me from talking about her on the air. But guess who's sleeping in? Her, since she's not going to know. Just don't tell her, please.
Right.
Anyways, so she wrapped up school last week as well. Thursday was her last day. And just to give some context, maybe like three weeks ago, she got in trouble at school.
Oh, no.
For using the cell phone. When she wasn't supposed to be.
Uh-oh.
And they were like, okay, well, you're going to have to come in every morning and turn it into the office, you know, and then we're going to hang on to it, come pick it up after school every day.
Really?
And so she was having to do that, right? There were times, though, where she would get in trouble at home and I would take the phone from her and I would just be like, well, tell the office, you don't have a phone to turn in. Sorry, because your mom took it. And that's what she did. And the school was understanding. They're like, okay, well, there's going to be a few days here or there where she doesn't have it because I have it. She's not allowed to have a cell phone right now.
They were like, yeah, right. She's smuggling it in right now.
They never questioned it. They never called me or anything. But but that's really what would happen. She sometimes wouldn't have a phone to turn in, and that is why. Well, then Thursday rolls around. It's her last day of school. She's supposed to be turning the phone in for the last time.
Even on the last day?
Yes.
They're strict.
It's kind of harsh.
So she calls me in the morning during the show, and she's like, Mom, if the school calls you and asks if you took my phone away, can you please just lie and say that you did so I can just keep it today? And I said, sure. I will lie for you to the school. Is that so bad?
Yes.
But why?
Because now you're teaching her that lying is okay.
And but that mom's going to bail you out of any situation.
I will. I will bail her out of almost any situation if I have the power to.
But what if she was legitimately in the wrong and deserves some sort of punishment or something? You're still going to bail her out?
No, I guess it depends. It depends what. But what if, and I appreciated her being honest with me. She wasn't keeping the phone and she wasn't lying to me about it.
What if the school would have called you and you would have said, yeah, I have it. And then she gets caught again and they're like, well, her mom's a liar.
What are they going to do? Give me detention?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to have to go there every day during the summer.
Turn in your phone.
And then write sentences. Life is a series of choices. The choice I have made has brought with it the consequences of writing these sentences. Maybe next time I'll make a better choice.
I just feel like...
I still remember the sentences I used to write.
I can't believe you were able to recite that right now.
Well, I had to write a lot of them in elementary school.
I feel like any other day I would have been like, you got in trouble, you turn it in. This was the last day of school where they literally weren't doing anything and every kid was allowed to be on their phone that day.
So wait, they didn't call you though?
And they did not call me, and so I didn't have to lie. Right, but the fact that I agreed to it. After I hung up the phone, I was like, should I have done that? Should I have agreed?
You had the intent to lie. You just didn't actually have to do it. So you had the intent to commit a crime, but you just didn't do
it.
So it would be like second degree lying.
Yeah. Is that... Is that so bad?
Well, all right. Leave us a talk back. If you're listening to this situation, we'd love to hear from you. Jess, do you think
yeah.
this is something that's bad?
Yeah. I like that she came to you, but I think it's tough because then in the future, she's going to expect you to lie for her a lot more.
I just feel like this one wasn't doing harm to anybody. And my mom lied for me a lot when I was going to school about reasons why I was late all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, doctor's appointment. She had a doctor's appointment and this and that. And, you know, she's just, my mom's full of excuses. And that's where I get it
mom.
From.
Thanks, mom.
I get it from. I didn't think it was that bad. I honestly thought it was very harmless. I didn't even actually get to lie, but I would have if they did call and ask.
Normally on this show in particular, I take kind of a hardline stance right. on a lot of things. But in this instance, I think I'm on your side, Selena, only because it was the last day of school. I'm like, who really cares on that day? And like one little white lie to cover up on that day. Now, if this was just your regular average day of school, not the last right. day, then I think I would feel slightly different because then I would think like, no, you should not be lying to the school in that.
Right.
In that case, she should have to suffer the consequences
yes.
of
and I was very upfront with her about that. And she was honest every day and she actually did turn it in.
Okay.
Every day. And so I respected that. But the last day of school, I was like, well, it's not going to do any harm. No one's doing anything. It's the last day. All they're doing is having water gun fights. Like,
wait. Yeah. So then now I have a question.
Yeah.
Because you were okay with lying for her with something like this. How come you weren't okay with her staying at home the other day when she hadn't turned in her permission slip to go on a field trip?
Because that was just a consequence of her not taking care of her responsibilities.
But
like
her,
that.
But her getting her phone taken away was also a consequence of her.
Yeah,
using her phone when she should.
And I feel like she did that. She for almost an entire month, like 3 weeks, she turned in her phone every day.
Dang.
Like you did that. You got your punishment, and you did it.
And parenting is just picking and choosing your battles,
right.
which ones you want to fight. And I applaud you for holding your ground on that one, Selena. That Jess just brought up. My parents saved my butt big time with a major lie one time after I streaked a rally at Napa High, and the dean and the campus cop called my house, and they were like, "Where Graham streaked a rally?" I was wearing a ski mask, so there was really no evidence, and I didn't leave anything behind. And they called my house, and I think my dad and my mom.
You dropped a little some hairs,
couple of
here,
hairs
and there.
Here and there. I could have been because I was running really fast. They probably blazed right off of my inner thighs. They probably
Ew!
Just went.
Oh my
and then,
god!
Because
so
I've never ran faster in my entire life. Anyways, called my house and my mom and my dad, and they knew because I got home and I told them. I was like, "Look, I just, you know, I was patting myself on the back," and they were probably like, "What the hell did our kid just do?" And then when the dean and the campus cop called my house, they were like, "No, grandma's home sleeping this morning. He couldn't have done it. He was here at the house asleep." So they saved my butt, so I can't really judge too hard on that one.
Parents come through for your kids.
Joke's on you, Dean. I did streak the rally. It was me.
Dude, what if they did pick up those curlies and sent them to a lab and like they had your DNA and everything?
Ew.
If that technology luckily it was back then, I don't think that technology existed then. But now, I would have been busted.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So I was just talking about my daughter last week. It was the last day of school, and she got in some trouble a few weeks back where she had to turn in her phone every morning. And she calls me on the last day of school. She was like, "Mom, please, if the school calls you today, can you just tell them that you took my phone so I can't turn it in?" She was asking me to lie to the school for her so she can keep it on her.
And you
on
said
the last
yes.
day of school. And I did agree to do that for her. But they didn't call me, so I didn't have to lie. But I would have.
Good morning, you guys. I am a mother of two girls, and I feel like, Selena, I would totally do it, too. It was the last day of school. They're not doing anything. Who cares? Maybe they want to take some pictures. Whatever. I think it's fine. I'm totally on your side, Selena. Don't feel bad. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Because I did wonder after I agreed to that. I was like, should I not have done that? Like,
but, that's the thought. I agree with that that talk back there. That's kind of my sentiment on this whole thing because it was the last day. I'd look at it a little differently if it was just your average run-of-the-mill school day. But the last day, kind of all bets are off that day.
Right.
Selena, don't. It's the little things like this. Even though it's hella small, you're going down a bad path. You become an enabler. Okay? Speaking of personal experience, do not become an enabler.
Ooh. How about that? He's saying it was a little hard to hear there, but he's saying you become an enabler. Don't do it even if it's a little thing, because now you're an enabler and it's going to bigger things to follow.
Got it. That ship has sailed. I've been enabling for quite some time.
Oh, yeah, so, you're full on.
Yeah, I think I'm past that point.
You've accepted
At
your
this
role.
Point, I was like, I kind of viewed it more as like me and her. Like we're bonding. Like
code.
Yeah, we're lying, but it's also me and her. Like, you know, she's building that relationship with me. She knows I've got her back.
Right. So like, if you guys rob a bank together, it's gonna be like girl power.
Right.
Sister code.
Mom and mom and the best.
Selena, I think it's fine. Last day of school, she should be able to have her phone. Come on, Jess. You're not a mom. I'm sure you were a kid not that long ago. Come on. Phone, last day of school, pictures with your friends. That's memories. I think it's fine, Selena. And oh well if you got detention. Have a great day.
Yeah,
is
I was
that
like
a real fart?
I was I hope not. I was like, what is the school gonna do if they catch me lying? Right. Like, I don't go there. Was that gonna do anything?
Okay, but let me just enter this into evidence, because I am on your side, but it did. Some of these talk backs have gotten me thinking just a little bit, because the one thing is that while you didn't end up having to lie because they didn't call you, she did have to lie, right? Mm. She had to go and say, I don't have a phone to turn in today because my mom already took it away. So she did have to lie to a person in position of authority, somebody at the school.
I did ask her about that. I was like, why didn't you just go in and turn it in? And she said that she didn't go to the office.
She didn't go at all.
And she said that they didn't ask her for it. Okay. They didn't do anything. So she just went to school like it was a regular day.
Last day of school
vibes. They didn't like hound her for the phone or anything.
Even the administrators are like,
who cares? We'll do one final talk back.
Good morning, guys. About the cell phone. I think it's important that our children know that we have their back no matter what. Right? And at the end of the day at the dinner table, you say, hey, like I did this today. Don't expect me to do that all the time, but I do want you to know that I have your back, and don't do it next time.
Yeah, is that right. Something that you told her, like, hey, I'm gonna lie for you this time, but like it's not gonna happen again, or you expect it to be happening again?
Or you're like, wink, wink, I mean, this is so fun, let's do it again, let's see what else we can get away with.
No, I didn't have like a talk like that with her, but I mean, that is how I feel, and so if it does come up again, it's something that I would tell her that I'm not gonna lie all the time for you. You just need to not be getting in trouble at school. When you're not supposed to have your phone, then don't have your phone, period.
I think
spoken like a true
lie.
Enabler.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show on a Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV fam. Graham, can you do me a huge favor? Can you greet my son, Khalil, a happy fifth promotion day or fifth grade promotion day? So he's getting his promotion today. Just want to wish him a happy graduation or happy promotion, and off to the next one, middle school. Have a good day, guys. Love y'all. And his name is Khalil.
Khalil, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
That's a big deal.
Who gives a fart?
Going to middle school.
Never mind.
Oh my gosh, I was just listening to Graham read today's horoscope for the Aries besties, and that's me. And you all hit it right on the nose, because I think you said something about us not liking the way today's going so far, and it's true, because I'm literally sitting in a parking lot waiting to get up, or to go in to get a pap smear, and obviously, I don't want to do that, I'm not loving it, but I hope everyone else is having a beautiful morning, okay, bye.
Well, first of all, thank you, because I am psychic and I know all and can see all. Why do they have to call it that? Is there the name for that procedure, whatever you want to call it? Is this not the just? There's nothing.
It's not cute. It's not a cute name,
right?
No, yeah,
the smear part. We can do without the smear part.
Yeah, it's mostly without the smear.
I think the whole thing is just don't like it,
right?
And the anxiety, sitting in the parking lot, like dreading having to go in. I don't blame you for taking 30 minutes just sitting there. Like, do I have to? What happens if I reschedule? Can I reschedule?
And you know what? After this, treat yourself. Maybe get like a nice coffee. I don't know. Something that's going to make you happy.
Like a bagel with some schmear?
No! No, stop!
I'm starving. I love it. Well, that's what it is.
No!
how about we switch gears?
Please.
We've talked about how some people feel that it's kind of a competition when cheering at graduations. So
it is, by the way. It is.
So would you feel better if there was sort of a limit to how much you could clap? Because I saw this video.
Well, like someone's going to hold a stopwatch and I'm going to be like, nope, that's enough.
Too much clapping.
What if they were like, we have a one clap limit per kid?
So you just clap once?
You clap. Every kid just gets one clap, and this is kind of how it would sound.
James Rodriguez. Ida Lemus. Allison Martinez. Nicole Lemus. Kenzie Valle.
So
I kind of like it. Speeds it up, keeps it peppy, yes. Gets the crowd involved too, because then I don't have to sit there the whole time. Look, my daughter had a kindergarten graduation and there was like 60 kindergartners that came across the stage, and you can't be someone that's not clapping for a kindergartner. You do not do that. So the entire time, oh my, my hands were, I was exhausted from all the clapping. I think I threw up my shoulder.
So you would like the one clap.
Yeah.
One just and like, done.
It's easier that way.
It would just be really hard to hold back when it's your kid.
Well, are you allowed to give like a woohoo on top of that?
No, one just clap? One clap. Oh, that's
I think it's
it.
A one clap max, and that's it. But
one whistle?
Nope, too much. It's gone too far.
That was a pretty good whistle. That was a pretty good whistle for me. I'm not a whistler.
I do think this is better because a lot of the times when people are cheering for too long, it cuts into the other kids' time, and then sometimes you can't even hear their name
being true.
Called out. So for this, they get one clap, next name, one clap, next name, and then you're good to go. Like everybody gets like the same amount of cheering.
Is there enforcement when people try to two clap or three clap? Right.
That's a good point.
Yeah, is there security looking out into the audience?
Yeah, like, they're staring out there.
Escort that mom out.
Don't you dare put those hands together again. You already used your one clap. You don't do it again. I swear to God.
What if I wanted to clap like Nicole Kidman? And it was like, I'm clapping more, but you can't hear it because my fingers are all
spread out. Oh, then that's okay, I think.
Fingers are aimed back the opposite directions.
Yeah. As long as there's no noise behind it.
Okay, then I think I'd like to do that.
I'm here for the one clap. As long as I can drop a woo. On top of that, when it's my kid,
you can't.
And everybody else's kid, I'm just gonna just the one clap.
I think it would bother me though if everybody does the one clap and somebody doesn't know where the rhythm is, and so
timing.
It has to be at the same time,
right? Otherwise, it sounds sloppy.
What do you want to talk about here, Graham?
I want to talk a little bit about my weekend. You guys, it was an eventful weekend, and my wife is listening right now in the car. She's driving her two of her best friends to the airport right now. They flew in to stay with
besties.
Us. Kate and besties, Catherine and bestie Diana are in the car right now on the way to the airport, and they came in, and it was, you guys, girls' weekend. It was girls gone wild weekend.
Woo-hoo!
In my,
oh my
house.
God.
My wife really wanted to hack their time, maximize their time here with all things Napa. It was like, we're going to go wine tasting. We're going to go to restaurants. We're going to go to mud baths. We're going to do it all. Let's talk about those mud baths for a second, because the review that I got from all the ladies, they came home with just a horrified look on their face.
What
because
happened?
Look, the mud bath sounds like this great spa treatment or whatever. Mm-hmm. They said the mud smelled like,
ew,
was not good. And they said,
and they got in it still?
Yes. And they said the mud was very hot and also very stinky. And they even, Catherine said, she even asked one of the employees working there and said, people actually enjoy this? And they said, yeah, everyone loves this. And then she asked, does anybody ever cry? Because that's how she felt at the time. And Diana said she almost yacked into the mud because she was slightly hungover, and then add a pile of hot, steaming, stinky mud on top of you. And they said even after hitting the showers and some herbal bath or whatever, after you go through a few things after to get the mud, they hose you off and then you get in a bath and then they do some other steam room thing. They said it was still coming out their pores the rest of the day.
Oh.
And then when they got home, they invited me to smell them. I didn't fully detect it, but they all immediately ran for the shower. So, look, I don't want to hurt the tourism business, the mud bath tourism business in Napa, but if you're thinking, like, this is going to be the thing for you to go really unwind, just be warned that the mud
does that is so disgusting.
Not smell good. Also, that there was the question was raised. Now, look, they went in the morning, so maybe they got the first batch of the stinky mud, but how often did they change the mud?
That's what they should have asked the employee. When's the last time this stuff was changed?
Probably never. It's my guess.
God,
so
that's so disgusting.
Just a little PSA for people that are thinking about, like, oh, this would be a great you know, Napa Girls Weekend. Let's go hit the mud baths.
Barf. I would never do that.
Might want to steer clear because it's a little stinky.
At least, like, I'll do hot tubs and things like that, but at least that's got, like, bleach and all the chlorine and stuff in it. It's somewhat...
At least you think
better.
It
at least you think. At least not, that's what I tell myself.
It's not killing all those short hairs that are floating around there, washing up on you.
But, like, the mud, whatever. Like, there's nothing in that I know of that's going to, like... That's killing off all the germs and stuff, right? Like, at
that's
all?
Just
like,
when they heat the mud up, but yeah, I don't think they're putting any chlorine.
No.
They're chlorinating the mud because it didn't smell like that.
And the name of the place was?
I can't say that, but...
So, Girls Gone Wild weekend at the Herbert House.
It was
how crazy was it?
It was a lot of fun. They had a blast. I hung back and stayed with the kids, and they, you know, went out to eat and again wine tasting and all the stuff. And they looked.
Oh, fun.
I think they had a blast. I hope they had a blast. I had fun watching from afar.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So there is a lot of talk about the Bieber's social posts from over the weekend. Now, Justin's posts were just like all over the place, as you can imagine. He was talking about how hard work gets him nowhere because people keep on wanting more and more. And he also posted this. He said, quote, this is on his story. Tired of transactional relationships. If I have to do something to be loved, that's not love. Is he talking about Haley? I don't know. I don't know. But I do want to talk about one of Haley's posts because I thought this was really interesting. She posted a, I guess, interesting caption to some really cute, like, bikini pictures. And then she ended up changing it after it got more attention than I think she initially thought it would. But here's her initial caption. It said, lemon drop martinis and therapy all summer long.
Oh.
And everyone's like, oh my God. Like, why? Like, yeah, you need therapy because mm-hmm. you're with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
She ended up editing that caption to just saying lemon drop martinis all summer long. But now that brought even more attention to the caption because it says like edited next to it. And everybody already has the screenshots of what it said initially. But very interesting.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that there's some sort of breakup in the future?
Yes.
Are they going to stick through it? I don't know.
I've already weighed in on Prediction Journal.
Yeah, we've already made our predictions. Yeah. They're not lasting forever.
This thing ain't going the distance. Not a chance. And I said that, I think we all kind of collectively agree. Although, Jess, which camp are you in? Selena, you were on my side there.
Yeah.
Right?
This ain't I think going I the said distance. They were going to stay together.
I just like, we made these predictions before all of this, all of the drama that's happened of late. It's just, seems like perpetual drama in that relationship. No thanks.
Miley Cyrus heckled. So she showed up to the Tribeca Film Festival over the weekend because she's got a new album dropping with a visual album accompanying it, Something Beautiful. So that visual album is what premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival. And then afterwards, she was there for like a panel discussion and Q&A after the premiere. Well, during this, as she's sitting down trying to talk and like answer questions from the moderator, people in the audience are yelling, like, aren't you gonna sing now? We paid $800 for this.
This is the Tribeca Film Festival. How does it feel to have a fan?
Are you actually gonna sing?
We thought this was a concert.
People are like, oh my God, how rude. So many people are like, this was out of pocket. Like, she's not an object. Like, you're just treating her like she's. I don't know, like an animal or something. Like, oh, hello, time to sing. But do your job.
Did she sing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she felt pressure too, so she started singing some of the climb.
Well, that's like, what
she
I'm here for. There. I paid $800
for a discussion about the film. That's what you paid money to go to see.
That sounds boring.
Well, then don't buy. Then don't buy your tickets.
Yeah, that's error on the people that got the tickets. You should have known what you were buying.
Thank you.
We thought this was a concert.
I felt watching it. She looked so uncomfortable. I did feel kind of bad.
Yeah, and the singing wasn't all that great either. The acoustics didn't seem to be very good in there.
A little echoey.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
A couple of San Francisco tourists had to be rescued over the weekend from the cliffs along Land's End Trail, all because they were trying to get back a cell phone that they had dropped. This happened on Saturday. They were walking along the trail between Mile Rock Beach and Dead Man's Point when one of them accidentally dropped their phone over the cliff.
Oh, whoopsies. My God.
They decided what any reasonable person would, and they figured, let's just slide down over the side of the cliff and try to get the phone back. But then both of them got stuck, and they were unable to climb back up. Those cliffs are pretty slippery and slidey, and you don't want to go over the edge. At around 3:30, I guess one of them maybe still had the phone, had their phone, not the lost one, and they called for help. Firefighters and cliff rescue unit had to come in there, lower down ropes, put them in harnesses. The whole thing took over an hour for them to slowly be raised back up the cliff. No word on if they did get the phone back or not, but fortunately, nobody was hurt in the rescue. The fire department did issue them tickets. I guess the tickets were issued maybe by park police, actually. I'm sorry. They said they got they're going to get fined because this happened on a national park land thing, and you are not allowed to go off trail, so they may be facing a fine as high as $300 a person.
Dang.
Also, I feel like they should have to foot the bill for the rescue. Like, what did the fire department's cliff rescue team, what did they charge an hour? Because you shouldn't have gone over a cliff trying to get your stupid phone.
Do you get billed for that?
You don't, probably. You but don't? You in some of these instances, when you're being a knucklehead,
I mean,
and trying to climb
help.
Over a cliff, then maybe you should.
I feel like you would get charged for that. Like, if I called for help and I call, like, an ambulance, and maybe I don't get a ride, but... Or no, maybe you don't.
No,
get charged
I don't think
for that.
They charge you unless.
Then
the,
never mind.
They
I don't
take
know.
You.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, well then forget I said anything.
Yeah, like you don't get a bill when there's a fire next to your house and the fire department comes and puts it out. They're not like, hey, we saved your house. That'll be $2,000. Okay. They don't. You know, they just do it.
Got you.
Because it's
It's because it's their job.
Right.
Got it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Our photos from home. We do this every Monday morning. We bring a picture from our weekend. You can check them out on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. Make sure you're following us. My picture is, it's me, my husband, and our son, Anderson. He graduated from preschool.
Oh,
and so he is going to TK.
Wait, preschool graduation is a thing, too? He's got a cap and gown and a diploma and everything.
Isn't it so cute? So this is me.
Super cute.
He wouldn't take the dang picture, right? Like, just hold your diploma thing and smile, and he's doing all this. So this is me fighting with him, but so cute.
So cute. And was there a little preschool valedictorian that got up there and, like, gave a speech?
No, I wish there was.
That would have been so cute.
But no.
All right. My picture is a picture of a cake. You need to see this picture. Now, look, my wife had a girls' weekend. She had two friends fly in, and they both, one of them's got a birthday upcoming, and one just celebrated a birthday. So my wife's like, I'm going to get a birthday cake. And they went to go get a mud bath. They went to go take mud baths during the day. And my wife's like, Graham, your job while we're doing this mud bath thing is to go pick up this cake. I've already ordered it. And she told the bakery that she wanted the cake to look like three ladies in a mud bath.
Okay.
And so she told me, all you have to do is pick up the cake and pay for it, and then when they get back from the mud bath treatment, you know, have the cake out and ready. I was like, no problem. Because I was like, I was their chauffeur, you know, for some of the wine tastings and stuff. They were doing all this Napa stuff. I was their bartender. And I was like, I got this cake, no problem. Now, look, I'm going to give this bakery a shout out. Joey's Bakery in Napa. I think it's on Jefferson. They make amazing cakes and very affordable. Great place. Now, look, when my wife went in to order the cake, she said there was nobody there that spoke English. And my wife's Spanish is not as good as mine. You guys know me. My Spanish, I nail it. So she's like, I'm not sure that I was able to convey that this cake needs to look like three ladies in a mud bath. So when I picked up the cake, it did not look like three ladies in a mud bath. It was just a cake. And then they handed me back the three Barbies that my wife had brought to put on top. Because they're like, we don't have a box that's going to fit this. And I was like, no problem. I got it. So this is, if you go look at this cake, this is the cake that I decorated to look like three ladies in a mud bath. Three ladies in a mud bath. And I feel like I did a pretty decent job, right?
I mean,
it's three Barbies there on top of this cake. And I smeared some frosting around on them to look like they've been.
Did you feel weird taking, like, undressing the Barbies?
I did a little bit. It was a little awkward. Yes. And then as I was smearing
cake all over them, I got Zoomers.
Yeah, but okay, so this is the cake, and it was a big hit.
It looks good.
I thought it did a pretty good job.
It's
but
so good.
Look, shout out to, again, I hope I'm not butchering it, but I'm pretty sure it's Joey's Bakery. The cake was phenomenal. Tasted so good. Had some fresh raspberry filling in there.
Ooh,
oh my God, it was so good. But the decorating job, I will take credit
for.
That's
hilarious.
Because I did that.
I love that. And Jess.
Good job, Graham. My picture is at the Semito County Fair. Woo woo! I did my first ever live painting class, and you can zoom in and see everybody's
Look
amazing work. They did so well. You
That's
guys
actually really good.
It well, was not that one so girl that's fun. Standing in front of you, the bottom one. Like, was she even
I
trying?
I love that. I
blame, abstract.
I blame the teacher.
No. Everyone did so good, and it was so much fun. So I can't wait to do something like this again. Thank you so much again to everybody who showed up and to Mila from the San Mateo County Fair, because she just was amazing with coordinating
That's
everything.
Awesome.
Very
it looks
cool.
like it turned out like such a cool event.
Yes.
I mean, again, other than that one girl's painting.
Hey.
Was she? What happened?
I love the one girl bottom picture all the way to the left. The one that did nothing. Jess instructed her to do did her own painting.
Yeah, hers is my favorite.
Mine too.
Abstract. I love it. Check out all those photos. JV Morning Show on Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you were just talking about your wife and a couple of her girlfriends going, and they did mud baths. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend.
And the review was not good, you guys. They said the mud was very stinky, very hot, and they just, all in all, did not enjoy the experience. If you're thinking about going, I don't know. And I had a question, and I think they did as well. Like, how often do they even change that mud?
Morning, JV Show fam. So I did the mud baths, too, and I had the mistake of asking when was the last time the mud was changed before I got in. And the guy, he just looked at me and he just says, well, the way that we heat it, it's hot enough that it kills off all of the bacteria that's in there. So he never answered my question. So my guess is that they don't change it very often. But yeah, same experience. It was not fun.
Ew, like why would anybody do that?
So if you're thinking about getting a mud bath, again, I don't want to besmirch the great mud bath industry of Napa or other places. But I would just take that same amount of money and just get the massage. Just get a massage or some other spa treatment instead and leave the stinky mud where it is. Because, yeah, I don't think they'd change it.
So gross. Thank you for that talk back.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.